last of you.
Because I'm really, really lazy.
Oh.
You're not too frosty.
So I asked the captain. Oh, you actually know we're going to the neutron star.
Yes, we just
fixed up the science ship. We were thinking about taking that back to the star base. Unless, of course, there are...
Of course, you have my permission.
Faith in okay.
Woohoo!
Get back.
Thanks.
Here it goes off into the sunset with the ship.
Yeah, baby.
The first thing he said was...
I trained to break the Kessel loop run in 19 parsecs.
The first thing he does as soon as he gets out of the car, he starts saying, "Arr, they're being correct, you ship."
Yeah, I am on this science boat.
Arr! Science vessels are armed.
So Chris goes up to the bridge.
I'm not going up to the bridge, I just responded.
Oh, you just responded?
Yeah.
You thought you called her up.
Well, yeah, I'll talk to her first. I heard that you released the captain of the
duty. Oh, yeah. Until the further evaluation.
Declared that he was unfit for duty, actually.
Oh, because
call, you're a doctor. It's fine.
Yeah, he believes himself to be an energy being and is lying about it.
Actually, I believe it's that he's actually an energy being that thinks we're too dumb to notice.
Now, that means either he is an energy being and he's just really bad at pretending to be not an energy being, or he's completely insane. Either way, he should be in command.
This is like broadcast in the
phase. Yeah.
Well, isn't there some way to make it not broadcast?
Who cares?
Broadcast.
It's usually not very loud.
Well, the doctor believes that after such a trauma as you've gone through, it's probably better for you to not do anything. Well, it's a doctor's story.
Well,
it's her call.
I'm getting tired of the too close attention.
I'm as fine as any other corporeal on this ship.
The doctor says...
Well, the doctor is wrong.
Fair enough.
The doctor can't
get call the doctor up.
Has authority over this.
I will speak with her.
Okay, speak with her. I go up.
You can just do this, you know?
Yeah, I click on
it. Yes, Captain?
Yes.
Fine.
I can't be logically.
I intend not to smirk.
You know, the best part is this whole thing is just because he was to sit in the chair. There's probably no point. You know, this whole thing. You could just let him sit in the chair for a
moment. No way, man.
I'm just pointing it out.
Okay, if you're a first contact socialist, I would definitely say
you're a first contact,
in the big chair.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
This is a hostile act.
we don't need to be hostile. Please.
Pass the chair. There you go. Right there.
We almost had a big problem there.
That's a hostile act, too.
I can't believe you almost incited a race war because you wouldn't move the chairs.
I'd like to... I'll ask the computer guys, whatever the hell they are, they're never on the show, if they can trace what happened when the energy beams went into our computers.
Okay.
First priority is to make sure if they do it again, you can log it so we know what exactly they can do, because that's pretty neat. Second priority is find out what they already did.
Okay.
I want to talk to the skeleton crew that came with me. Uh-huh. Whatever the engineer red shirt.
We're ready to follow you anywhere, Captain.
Exactly. Well, basically, I want to find out what they want to do, you know, what they like, let them, you know, have the run of the ship, you know, give them all the
work. We like beauty, and we all have Captain's this.
There's something like, you know, Bible. Yeah, I know. I want to get, you know, let them drink whatever they want on duty. I want to let them have a really good time. This is a, you know, a great vacation kind of thing. Because the ship's on autopilot.
Yeah.
And just, so build up my loyalty with the guys.
Okay.
I am just literally picturing. Prepare for boarding.
Still have the seat. Comfy? Very nice, man. Bigger than the other one. A little bit higher, too.
Yep. I feel like I belong in the seat.
Right. The seat fits me well. I shouldn't care.
It is quality.
So
I make small talk.
Okay.
Would you mind if I... So, what do you do for food?
Captain?
You hungry? It's been a while since you've eaten. Like,
go on. Stop mocking the energy, babe.
I'm not there. So I'm at a party on the other ship, man.
According to your logs, you made shields, and the energy beams drained the shields, and then what happened? Something car went off. Just trying to figure out what happened to the ship.
They drained all the power from the ship.
All power from the ship?
Yes. They were defending themselves.
They were defending themselves.
We attacked them. You killed many.
You killed many.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah, that's a...
We don't like doing that.
No, that was, you know, that was the first...
Did you kill many by mistake or on purpose?
Or is it unclear?
I did not remember.
I forgot whether I killed them by mistake or not.
Well, so it could have been my mistake.
I think it was by mistake.
Well, because you would have been you would have been following regulations if it was a mistake.
Of course. During the trial, I think you should ask and say it's a mistake, because you wouldn't ever intentionally do that.
We tell the commuters to shut up.
We have more starfish than like that.
And those star fleet officers should
be serving everyone?
That's right.
He was cutting slices for people.
Yep. That's for yourself.
Yeah. Clever, huh?
No, let's give him a knife.
Yeah, there's no way I had to put that there if it still had liquid in it.
That's not true. You've done many foolish things.
Yeah, but
I would like a slice of cake.
I would.
In the fork?
Even more of a
so was
today.
Well, yeah.
The draining of the energy an attack, or were they just hungry?
It was a means of defense. So,
So apparently you attacked them and they gained the shield.
Yes.
How did you attack them?
I fired energy beams at them.
And killed many.
But you don't remember why?
No, I do not remember why.
Well, according to...
Perhaps I was afraid.
Were the energy beams clear that they weren't attacking? Or was it ambiguous?
I'm sure not to answer that question.
You would not be doing this?
Yeah.
Huh. That's me. It was plain that they were not attacking us.
Even to a corporeal being?
Well, obviously to a corporeal being, they were not attacking us.
Oh. Well, neat. And they could tell that because...
Because they were waggling their wings.
They opened the gun for us.
Yeah.
Those idiots.
In our culture, we when we meet a new race, we point guns at their heads as a sign of respect.
I always thought that was a pretty lame excuse.
That was one of the dumbest things I could ever imagine.
It's a sign of respect of our culture. We have determined that many of these other species in this galaxy are strangely hostile.
You've got no conclusions, basically.
And how did you, as corporeal beings, know that the energy beings weren't hostile?
They were not attacking us.
I bet they looked pretty scary, though.
Everything looks scary to me.
Anything looks scary to corporeal beings. We should be more understanding of
the life form. You said people instead of corporeal beings.
It would help.
Yeah.
So I'm still wandering the halls with the guy.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There should be more understanding between energy beings and us corporeal beings.
Can you agree?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they can do with control consoles.
Everyone on the bridge who thinks corporeal beings and energy beings should just get along. Raise your hand.
Did I raise both my hands? Because I believe that really strongly. I'm sorry, I'm just full of corporeal good cheer. I'm sure you understand.
I'm sure energy beings raise all their energy tentacles. If they could.
So how far till that star?
Scope of ours.
Did you learn anything from your interaction with the energy beings that... like anything they wanted to pass along to us or anything?
I think they just want to be left alone.
Really? They don't want to be... Okay. So, if they're on a neutrino star, they just... And that neutrino star is blowing up. They don't want anybody to come around. Do you think?
That is a very philosophical question.
That's a deep security officer.
A security officer has a lot of training mental technique. Know thy enemy. Does it look as best in life?
I continue taking notes. These guys are fast. Would you like me to do that for you today?
I would like to do this twice. I don't want to crush the cat by getting up. I think the cat has to extricate itself first. Because if I think if they sit up, I'll crush something.
They, in the future, it's clear. I could cut a slice for you.
Really?
Yeah. Because this may be beyond your capacity to the corporeal being.
Do you think dexterity with a sharp object is within yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have more corporeal energy. Good share discussion.
Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Can we get there?
Yeah, I think so.
You wanted us enough, we refused to
attack them. Basically, we're here, we ended up in...
What?
Basically, we're here, we ended up in Bloodshed.
You can't rely on every... about the psychotic going running amok every day.
True.
Bloodshed is the adventure you tried to run last week.
What?
Is this the adventure you tried to run last week?
No, there was no adventure. Neutron star or whatever.
They gather together to their star.
That's become a cake for sure, apparently.
Then three laws of energy leave them.
Hey!
Oh my god, they were energy beings!
Wow!
We knew it all along.
We should have killed them because we're corporeal beings and we hate energy beings.
Now, they don't understand irony. I'm just joking.
The bowling's still dead.
Yeah.
The other two kind of wake up. The story of this is there. There's no hell going on.
Why is the bowling dead? His brain was working fine, wasn't it?
That was the energy being.
That was just the energy being.
I claim that makes no sense and insist on doing a lot of work on him and rolling dice.
Alright.
You bet.
You do.
Just a creating bowling hobby.
Yeah. It's a hobby of mine.
So during
Coop writes marks that down in his personal log about.
So during this like this thing, we'll try to impart onto them that, you know, we'll write up this whole energy being thing, so there isn't a misunderstanding anymore. They shouldn't
I cannot think of you. Well,
let's ask them if they minded if, you know, people sort of came by every, you know, 10 years or so to check on them in case they need to be carted away or something again.
Theoretically. If there were energy beings, would they totally resist any future contact, or might they be willing to talk to us after someone had brought them to a new star that could be their home after their old one was destroyed?
Theoretically.
Especially if it could be pointed out that the attack on them wasn't really an attack, but just some type of scientific experiment that didn't know they were there.
Theoretically. And then if the energy would not be averse to that.
Okay. So is there enough heat to produce?
No, we see one. Damn.
Right. Four sex rays.
No, we're two sex rays. Unfortunately, we're all boys.
The energy goat, unfortunately, has died.
I want to look through the logs and see if I can find what this alleged attack was, and see if it was some scientific neutrini experiment that was done on the star or something like that, as opposed to a phased attack.
Well, Dr. Winters was doing some tetrion tests on the star.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to try and point this out to the energy beings before they leave. That was a simple scientific test and not intended as an attack.
I think the corporeal beings are just careless.
There you go.
Well, no more careless than, like, accidentally destroying the ship.
I think they intentionally destroyed the ship in defense for being unintentionally shot.
Let's stick with yes, corporeal
beings.
Yeah,
we'll go with that. It was kind of sloppy.
Of course. Perhaps corporeal beings
might have the ship case.
Become more careful and mature. They will be welcomed with open arms.
I will definitely report this thing.
So, what should we call it? Them.
It's the race. What's the little.
Perhaps.
You know, kind of race called. Hey, can you suck one of them into your palm pilot?
Beanoers?
I said Beanoers? That's my first name.
I believe they call themselves the Umbra.
Umbra?
Ooh, you're the
sudden rage.
They're all glowing, right?
I feel a bit of unoriginality in the way they wrote this adventure. He had the Tenebra and as the ship, and the Umbra was the race, both of which are words for shadow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little annoyed about glowing energy beings. You're called the Shadow. No, you are. You're glowing. You were clearly the opposite of a shadow.
Yeah, but it wasn't a star.
Oh, well, they fly off.
If you ever want to have fun, go into a werewolf farm and start arguing with werewolves. If you're so, like, Native American, how come all your terms are from the Latin?
Right. So we write this up and report starkly, and I strongly suggest some more care be taken in certain scientific studies that could involve energy beings being on suns and stuff. And point out the disaster that it caused. I write some articles. I publish.
I'm starting with the red shirt.
About the time I brought back your body and the guy back to body.
Against Sweet.
That's great.
When you meet me against Sweet, it'll be like, okay, guys, we're taking over.
So, I
report
to the captain.
You got quarters. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
That doesn't work.
Okay, no, it's not too far.
Oh, yeah, I like a rope.
Okay.
So, what do you think?
XP.
Do we get for now?
Pal, give us our pal.
We should.
2 XP.
Come on, Hunter.
For full mission.
Woohoo, I'm up to 1.
What?
I can take it over on 2 people.
I'm up to 5.
Spend it.
No.
How much does it cost to get engineering vehicular? Oh, no, sorry.
Propulsion.
Propulsion engineering? 5 points.
How? Fang.
5 points.
Fang.
That's right. Fang.
Whatever.
Honor.
Patience. He's thinking about it.
You need to look at your little plus minus chart.
That's true.
5 points is split from 1 to 2.
That's right. You need to do little plus minus.
Three fourths gold, 2 fourths.
We gotta do that, but Kevin's got basically a certain progression thing, and so you're the only one who's gonna get screwed this week.
Huh? you have to play really well.
But basically, trying to get everyone to progress in the same sort of rate per episode kind of thing, and so it's like your fame, because sometimes, you know, some people get negative from the way Renown was kind of funky. Some people, like, Sweet was too high for the number of episodes, too, so he had to get more screwed. And you're, like, a little too high, and some people are too low, and stuff like that.
Right.
We'll see.
But, you know, but you can still get something. It's just like you get a plus, but it's something you get a minus. And you're... Renown goes down even though you've got something good. You can still get something good, but your total renown's got to keep a certain pace.
It's got to try.
Try to.
Harder for some people.
Some people play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Yeah.
Damn us.
We didn't shoot up the aliens after they destroyed the starship.
Should have gone in firing.
What is his favorite old True Adelphi?
Truadelphi owes you a favor.
Who's Truadelphi?
He's the guy who's now in charge of Bonus Run. Because you...
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, because he helped him topple his brother or whatever, who was being controlled by someone.
So you were violating the friend directive?
No, it's an independent world.
I'm just going to point for now. We've worked in. We've saved all those lives.
Yeah, that would be all bad. Oh no, different packages.
Give me a pig, give me an I, give me a G.
Pig, no day sweet for me. That's true, at least you did go in.
Pig, pig.
P-I-G, pig, pig, pig.
No, P-I-G-S, pig, pig, pig.
So, like the theme song from Porky's?
No, like Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Bird, you kid.
Right.
What, because you haven't got your renown yet? You're off.
Why are you kidding?
There's more cake.
You're off, thing.
How's it going? The Simpsons, Halloween special where they did The Shining.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the new
all beer special. or all work and no beer makes Homer go crazy.
Makes Homer go something something.
But crazy.
Yeah,
that's it.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, go crazy.
That cat was looking for a lift there.
She was chewing on my shirt. Fortunately, there's absolutely no skin involved, but the cat was being thrown across the room.
How do you get more courage?
You don't.
That's it. You're either human or you're not.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't buy it, right?
Nope.
The rules you can't, but I don't let you. Mostly because, you know, since this is a typical episode, I think I made you roll it 5 times. You know.
Yeah, I didn't use that courage point.
Yeah, but only a very few significant rolls that I made you roll, so.
It was the All Might fully discarded.
Before.
The damn show.
Why Sweet kept trying to get me to use my courage on...
You didn't use yours on the shuttle. You used yours on making your rolls through promotion.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, damn selfish. Damn shuttle?
Damn career? I'm in the shuttle anyway, yeah.
Can you read my mind, Chris?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Cannot.
I can't do it.
What's
no. That's against the rule of my order.
I can't, but I choose not to.
I can.
He's the race that can kill all your race.
What?
They're the ones who can't read their minds.
No, it's just his You just bought me a minute.
Oh.
That's just not a good of a time.
Yeah. We should have all bought that.
We should have all bought that. There's some reason.
There's nothing I get to hide from the place.
No, that's just fun. It pisses him off.
Oh, what do you think? Can't read my mind? Totally uninterested. You know what probably pisses him off even more? You say it can't read your mind, and they actually can, but you say it anymore. So,
I can't even.
I can't tell you thinking that, you know, you're so smart and blah, blah. No, you can't read my mind. That wasn't what I was thinking. Neither. You can have it both ways. You can taunt them and not kind of point to the event.
What you do is you just find that they were returned to their
Eric, do you have any suggestions for what you did?
God.
He sat alone in a spaceship.
Initiative.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest, too. You got to command the ship.
I understand discipline, it's not for that last bit.
Plus initiative, minus discipline. Chris, do you have anything you think you did well over there?
I don't know. I did a bunch of stuff, but
a lot of it was kind of being good at my job.
Skill.
Skill.
You know, poking the body.
Skill.
Yeah, skill.
Plus skill, minus openness.
I let them out as soon as they whined about it.
Shit. You think you did anything?
plus open. I think I showed initiative by getting us piloted toward that neutron star so that they could get out of there. I think I showed openness by letting them roam the ship and telling them stuff. I think I showed skill by getting us in and out of that nebula at maximum speed.
I was open as anything.
I just followed them around and made fun of them like everyone else.
There might have been some
I knew as soon as I put those shackles down because I knew
what
they
was
were
the aggression. Easy. Lack of aggression.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Plus openness, plus skill.
Curse you. Now, next week, you're really going to be screwed.
It's really hard for sure.
I'm just going to stop playing.
But I like. Just, this is just because of those shackles, isn't it?
Yeah. You're going
It was
what do you think you did?
They were just being an energy being. I went down on discipline. What did I do wrong?
Initiative. For,
just the party of you.
Emergency work.
The party of
emergency work.
Yeah, but is that one of those ones where people are going to tell on me? God damn it.
It's a reputation for the
people. If that goes around with the crew, that's kind of good.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Let me see.
You stop with the group.
You're someone cool. Be good if you're trying to get the crew to befriend you.
That's true.
And especially if you're trying to get them to mutiny.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What do you mean, get them to mutiny? I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
That would be wrong.
It would be undisciplined. Initiative for emergency work?
I think you did... You handled it competently. You were fairly open.
Yeah, I think you definitely showed initiative as being a good captain.
I think you had some sort of skill at being a captain. I'm not
sure
about your
openness for the way he treated the brethren. Well, or lack of aggression.
Yeah. That's the last part, man. Defeat.
That's the fear of the big mouth. I can't have my feet. Actually, you can. Okay. Right here, big boy.
In my culture. Oh, and I built that thingy.
Yeah. Bridge to the future?
Bridge to the future.
A cage that was never used.
Plus skill, minus discipline.
Yeah, you let me cast a look at this energy being who had just murdered an entire crew.
Dave, what do you think you did?
I don't think I get aggression for like the first game ever.
Yeah.
It was close though, you did do a lot of creeping now.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
I let him wander around, I didn't nightstick anybody, even though I had a right to.
So he didn't lock people in their room.
Well, true. Only when they were going to take a nap.
And then when they demanded to get out, I let them out.
Same thing with mine, but I just opened this.
I mean, when he asked me if I wanted to generate manacles, I said no.
That was before you found proof positive that it was like the way to your energy being in one.
That's true, but you notice I didn't whip out any manacles after I found out they were using things either.
So now you just start clubbing them down.
I did not.
Like seals.
Did not.
Baby seals at that.
But
remember, renown is a...
I think we should all get some sort of renown because we found a race.
Apple what? Value.
Yeah.
So, like, even though I got a minus one and a plus one, I'm now going to...
Maybe increase the initiative. Maybe.
You have to give us two renown
every
time.
I don't know. I didn't...
No.
I don't know. If you do, like, nothing, then pull one.
And, like, sometimes you do a lot, and then you give a sweet three.
Usually, whoever's leading will get more if, you know, they actually did more, but you won't do as much work.
What? I did a lot.
Swing the
lot. Okay, what's the code thing that I'm picking that thing?
Well, I didn't have contact with most of them.
Yeah.
Actually, last week.
Well, you were studying people out instead of doing it yourself. So.
Avoid any possible reason
that I didn't need it to fail again. How would you do that?
So, but it doesn't make, you know.
Didn't go in, I got
the strength. Okay, Dave. Plus discipline, plus skill.
And everyone on the ship was dead.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but then all of us said we should go in, and then the local Starfleet commander said, if you can think of any possible reason why you might need to go in to check, then you should go in.
And we offered him a few reasons.
But he could not, he didn't believe any of our reasons, so didn't go in. Shannon wouldn't lie.
Who's that?
Timid.
He's just too suspicious.
So we got a minus for openness and a minus for aggression, didn't we?
Well, minus for initiative for not going in. Minus for openness or, you know.
For abandoning your Romulans.
He got a minus for
aggression. He got a plus for discipline, right?
Because
he made, you know, rules to the letter or whatever.
No, actually, they don't go on the plus for
discipline. You should have gotten a minus for aggression, which would make him really happy.
Not really.
Why?
Aggression, I mean, it is for going above, you know, more or less than the norm.
A minus for aggression, like if someone's beating you up and you say, oh.
Now, the Romulans come in armed and you still don't raise your shield, that's a minus.
I got a minus for aggression the week that we went down to the planet and wanted to take us captive.
Oh, I got a minus, too.
Yeah.
I remember that. I got a minus for initiative, despite the fact I'm the one that engineered our escape from the prison cell.
Oh, well.
Thank you,
Kevin. Okay, Jim. For some reason, I should not remember that.
Yeah, there are memory things involved.
You're a capricious and evil god.
Well, all GMs are.
That's right. That's what you do.
Sometimes the rumors that follow you incorrect.
That's true. In fact, like, you know, that thing about you and Dave Sweet and the girls' restroom on campus? I don't believe it for a second.
Why?
Because
it was a
mentor. What? Everyone knows it was a mentor.